Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this show is about empowerment. So if you are looking to have empowerment in your life, then this is the show you should be listening to. If you want to call in, the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. This show was created because my guidance encouraged me strongly to do this. When I first started doing this show, it was years ago. And at that time, I was very quiet, very timid, very withdrawn. And so they had to give me several nudges to get me to even consider doing something like this. And when I first started doing the show, it was completely different than it is now. For one thing, they had to give me a script of exactly what to say before I went on the air, so there was no time when I didn't already know what I was going to say. And over the course of the years, that's changed. And I have become empowered. Okay, I'm getting a message from the chat room that there are echoes. So I'm going to adjust a few things and see if that makes a difference. And let me do this. And we'll see if that makes a difference in the sound quality. So, empowerment. I knew I was talking about something. Empowerment is one of the things that we have actually been taught in a lot of societies to avoid. Because when you are empowered, you become responsible. And when you're responsible, if something goes wrong, then you get blamed. So you don't want to be empowered. You want to avoid empowerment. It's just one of those little things that we learn that makes our lives so incredibly interesting. I know that there were times in my life when I did definitely fight against being empowered because I did really have those beliefs about it not being a good thing. And now I realize it's an absolutely fabulous thing, and I encourage everybody to do it. But it took me a while to get to this point. So if you have questions about empowerment or some aspect of your life, then definitely give me a call. And we are going to go to our first caller now. This is area code 661. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Baba.
Yes.
Hi, my dear, it's Jean Paulo.
Hello, Jean Paulo. How are you?
I am still standing. I'm looking like a supervisor, feeling like a little kid.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So you had a question about empowerment or a different question?
Yeah, many actually. I don't know if you talked about this previously, but my mother is a lovely old lady, but very uninstitutionalized, attached to the matrix, and definitely a control freak. And she does by all means, she tried by all means to control me, control my time, control what I do, and she wants me to make me at her mirror. And I'm not only her son, I'm also the son of my father, and I'm the product of my own biography. And I'm very proud of my biography now, you know. I know that with what I had, I've accomplished a lot. I still feel that I have to accomplish much more. But at the time being, I'm facing a struggle with money of this girl because my projects that I applied for funds, I didn't receive the funds so far, and I'm having many mixed signals about the what's going on with the economy. And as a man of the house, I feel the and including because of all I know, all the info I get, because I'm very strongly connected to alternative media, not the regular media. And I'm having to make a very hard decision that to sell our club, because I asked my mother, I don't know if we are facing a crisis or not. Many friends in Russia are telling me to store food and water for, that it will be a short-lived crisis, like 2 or 3 weeks, but quite hard. And we wanted to make sure that...
...block
here in Brazil for more than 1 year now. Water is only coming to our taps sometimes at 10, 11 o'clock. Sometimes it's not coming. So I really need to make my mind on how to break these chains, you know. And the chains are really impeding me to move forward. And I really
okay.
need some money to.
Well, what I'm hearing for you is you need to have in writing what it is you actually want to create. You need to know what you want to have at the end of what you're going through. You need to know exactly what you want your life to look like. And then once you have that written down, make sure that everything you do is towards that goal. So if you get in a situation, you know, where your mother is trying to control your life, well, if your goal is to be in control of your own life and your own finances, then if she's trying to be in control, that is not going towards your goal. And you need to walk away from that situation or have a conversation with her, letting her know that that is no longer acceptable for you. But once you set down that goal of exactly how you have decided your life is going to be, which means you're taking back your power, then you make sure that every single thing you do is towards that goal.
Yeah.
And you don't go back into the patterns of the past because they were obviously not towards that goal because you didn't achieve it yet.
Yeah.
And I know I make that sound incredibly simple, and it's not.
It's not.
Or it can
it's
be,
not.
But it's usually because it means you get to change your way of thinking. You have to change your way of responding to your mother and to other situations. You have to start being who it is you say you want to be.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of waiting for the world to be okay and then everything in your life is going to be wonderful, because that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
The world is the way it is because of what you believe about the world. So if you are looking at economics and deciding, okay, because of the economy, blah, 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 then you are saying that the economy has the power, and the economy does not have power. You do.
No, but I'm sorry for interrupting you, but having some pocket money, unfortunately, does have some power on the decisions we make, including in relationships, because with no money at all, which is the situation I'm currently in, I'm not being able not even to have fun with my friends, to please myself, to buy the books I want, to whatever, you know? I'm in kind of
a
prison.
Well, it sounds like one of your beliefs that you have is that you can't or don't have money. And as long as you have that belief, it is going to be true. You have to change your way of thinking so that the things in your life can change. As long as you believe that you don't have money or you can't have money or you have to have money in order to do whatever it is, then you're actually living your life small. You're not actually making your own decisions, creating your own life, because this belief says you have to have money first. What if you didn't have to have money? What is it that you could do? And there are a lot of things you can do that don't require any money.
Yeah,
find
all.
Them. Start doing them. Start interacting with other people. Start changing your beliefs so that you can start creating what it is you actually desire. Because as long as you sit there and say, I can't because, then you're right, you can't. And you'll never be able to, because that because will always be there. You've got to let that go. You've got to move forward. So make a list of the things that you can do that don't require a lot of money. Or don't require any money.
But the issue, Barbara, is this. We are wasting a lot of money with a club that the only asset I have left. We are not taking any pleasure out of it. I'm not being able to go there, not only because I don't have the money to buy food there, because I don't know anybody. It's not a place I like. And I feel some responsibility for taking the right actions at the right time, because the situation in this country is complicated. And we have many bills to pay, we have many things to as I was in hospital, money is being an issue, you know? And it's being an issue, I'm doing it quite alone now. Sometimes I get distracted, it's true. But as much as I can, I try to make contact with like-minded people. I try to share my knowledge. I just came into contact with a very nice concept. I'm posting the link on the chat room. It's called Ikigology. It's a Russian institution. Actually, they have two. But it's a concept that... actually, it's a law of attraction applied to business, in a sense that the more people who will benefit from your business, the more likely your business is to succeed, you know? And that's what I always wanted to do.
The important thing for people to realize about the law of attraction is that what you think and what you feel determines what you attract. because you are always going to attract the things that are in alignment with what you think and what you feel. Right now, you feel that you don't have money. So what you are attracting into your life is you don't have money. If you take it down to the basic level, to the simplest way of expressing it, if you feel that you don't have something, then you are getting more of you don't have that, because that is what you are attracting. It's not a matter of, you know, going out there and meeting all of these people who are going to change your life. It's a matter of recognizing your thoughts, your feelings, what it is that you are creating in every moment. And anytime you come up with a reason or an excuse of why your life is the way it is, you are attracting more of the way your life already is.
Yeah, but
so you need to get out of that mindset. You need to change the way that you think.
Yeah, but actually, I don't worry that much about money, because I always had enough. I have enough food. I worry about freedom and not worry. And the biggest issues I'm facing now is I'm doing it from the time I wake up to the time I sleep, the best I can to share my ideas, to get in contact with people, to make my dream come true in the most disciplined way I can do it, you know. But for me, it's kind of hard to, especially now that winter, is to stay at my room all day long, doing the same stuff I've been doing for 8 years. And when I go downstairs, both my mother and my father and my uncle, they are very negative. They are always on complain mode. They're always on misery
mode. You're telling
always,
me excuses. You know that, right? You're telling me reasons why things aren't working. And I told you excuses are just ways of keeping from focusing on yourself, on focusing on what you create. None of that is important. If you know exactly what it is you want to achieve, you've written it down, you know what it is, you've put it out there, you've told the universe, and then you make sure that everything you do takes you to what you have written down, then nothing and no one can get in your way, because you are moving towards your goal, and as you are moving towards your goal, God is moving your goal towards you, and so everything falls into place. But you have to actually focus on that goal and only that goal and let the rest of that stuff go. What you've been doing for the last 8 years, it doesn't matter. It's over. That's the past. It's done. Don't even go back there and look at that. What is it that you want to do now? And what steps are you taking now to achieve your goal? And that is the only thing that is important.
Yeah, but...
See, whenever you say but, you are coming up with a reason for why you're not
works. Because I checked my horoscope, I checked my mind, I've been maybe thinking about it for quite a long while, and I need more freedom to including because not everything is for free, and I don't want to say I'm making myself clear, but I feel that as long as I have the information that something must be done. And I believe that starting the club must be done on behalf of the family well-being. I must act accordingly, as long as it's aligned with my purpose, as my wish for freedom, and not wish for freedom to go partying or whatever, to have the means to provide for this house as well as to provide for myself. And don't you think that when you feel a deep feeling inside yourself that you have to do something you really need to do?
I think that most people complicate their lives. And I think that you're a complicator. That's one of the things that you do. Make it simple. Make it as simple as it can possibly be. Make a list of 5 things that you want to accomplish in the next 3 months. Write them down. Write down the reason why you want to accomplish each one, so that you have a clear understanding of what it means to you. And then, if you want to write down the things that you do every day, so that you can have a clear idea of what it is you are actually doing with your time, that'd be great. But you need to write down the steps that you are going to take to accomplish those goals. And then you need to make a list every day of the steps that you have taken that were successful, so that you know that you are moving towards your goal. And everything else is not important. That's your focus. That's your job. That's what you do. And the more you do that, the more your life will change. And this does actually work. I've done it. I've worked with people who've done it. It does actually work. But you have to do it.
Okay.
It's not something that you can just talk about. You actually have to do it.
Yes, and I've been doing a lot for quite a while. Not writing, but sometimes recording or taking short notes. Not in a much organized way. But I am fundraising at several sites in Russia, another very nice site called Umanov.ca. But all of them, they ask for a business plan, they ask for a website, they ask for things I don't have, you know. And I don't know how to get them for free.
You can get a website for absolutely free. You can find on the internet, you can Google for business plans, and you can find a place where you can write your business plan absolutely free. There's places that will tell you what should be in your business plan so you can develop it. That's absolutely free. You can do a whole lot for free. So you can be doing those things. You can be creating what you actually desire, but you actually have to do it.
I will do it. But I'm really confused about what to do with this club, you know, because it's draining a lot of money. It's being the fuel for my mother to control me, to make my life very difficult. And as long as I'm pretty much into the economy, and I don't know what's happening in the financial market, but this field still has some value. And my mother is 70 years old, she has no savings, you know, and I'm really worried about if it's the time to sell it or not. Because I don't want to let this opportunity go. It can overnight it can become worthless, you know.
But you are not. That has nothing to do with it. You're diverting your attention from what it is you want to achieve. Write it down and take the steps to reach it. And what your mother does is whatever your mother does. What the economy does is whatever the economy does. That has nothing to do with you. When you are working towards your goal, God is on your side. And God will make sure that everything is absolutely fine. You will have clarity on what is important in your life because you will have made that decision. You will have written that down. You will have clear steps take to achieve it. You will not be stuck in that limbo land that you've been in for the last several years where you're thinking, okay, well, if this changes, then I can change this and blah, blah, blah. None of that is important. Write down your goals. Write down the steps you're going to take. Take those steps. Let God help you reach your goals. And let the rest of that crap go.
Okay.
And you will have clarity. Because the more you do it, the clearer it will become for you. But you actually have to do it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, then what they're saying, I need to move on to the next caller now. So you've got that clear,
thank
right?
Thank you, my dear. Yeah, very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, my love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 561. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Lena. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, Lena?
I'm okay. I wanted to ask you about somebody I've been talking to, and he seems like he's really interested in me, but I'm not really, I'm getting, like, weird feelings from him. Like, he's nice and enjoys company, but he's got, like, something's not right. I don't know. He seems kind of off. I don't know if he's got issues. I don't know what. Can you tap in on him and see what's going on with Steve?
Well, what I'm getting is, what I'm getting is that you actually have fears about, I don't know if it's about having a relationship or a relationship with him, or, okay, it's a combination. So this is all tied into your fears. What are you afraid of?
I don't know. I don't want to hurt his feelings and have him, like, fall in love. You know what I mean? I don't want to hurt his feelings, you know?
Why would you hurt his feelings?
Because if he likes me more than I like him, then I'm going to have to put the brakes on.
So have you guys talked about what you're looking for?
He talks about things in a roundabout way, you know. I mean, I think he's given off very mixed messages, but I don't feed into them because I basically told him, you know, just wanted to be friends, but he doesn't seem like he wants to accept that, or maybe he's trying to use manipulation on me to get me to be his girlfriend when, you know, I'm not even really definitely sure I want to be his friend. You know, I mean, he just invited me to Costa Rica. He's going away in August, and I was like, no, I can't go. I'm going to be going back to school then, hopefully, you know, working. I just can't, you know. I don't think he was paying my way, but I don't want him to, and I don't know. It just seems like he's very lonely. And I understand that, but I think he don't know. He was in a long-term relationship for, like, 25 years. He's been divorced for 2 years, and I think he's really lonely, you know, really wanting companionship, which, you know, I really want that too, but I need my life more settled first, and I'm not sure if he's included in that. You know, I don't want, like I said, I don't want to lead him on.
You need to take a break from the relationship.
He's going away anyway in August. He's going away for a whole month, so I'm not going to see him for a whole month from the end of August until the end of September. So I won't see him then.
That still gives you 2 months that you're going to be involved with him, and you don't seem to feel comfortable with being involved with him.
No, because I'm not really, you know, he acts a little peculiar, you know, some of the things that he does or says, or he seems to use manipulation a lot, and I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Then why don't you end the relationship now?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not what you're looking for. He's not what you're looking for. Why would you keep going with him when you already know that he's not what you're looking for?
Well, we're not even together. I mean, we're not a couple. I mean, I'm not his girlfriend. I've made it clear to him that I'm just looking for friendship, but I don't think he's accepted that.
Then why don't you tell him goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
What's
yeah.
keeping you in this relationship that isn't fitting into your life? Why are you even still thinking about him?
I don't know. I don't know, but it's taking the focus off me, which is not good at all, because I need to focus totally on me.
Then you need to let him know that, or, you know, you don't have to have a long conversation about what's going on in your life, or this is why I'm saying we can't be friends or whatever, but just let him know that this is not working for you, and you wish him well. And let him go. And then you don't have to have that worry about him in your life and in your mind, because you're right, it is distracting you from you and what you need to do for you. And that's what's important for you right now.
Yeah, he's not going to pay my bill. He don't even want to buy me a cup of coffee.
Well, he definitely doesn't sound like the right person for you, so... Cut the ties, you know, in that relationship. And now you have a better idea of what it is you would want in a friendship, which is good. So you've learned something. And you can, you know, ask the angels to bring you somebody who's actually in alignment with who you are, because it doesn't sound like he is.
No, I mean, we just sort of like, he's just somebody that I met at Starbucks and I've been talking to, and he just came on very, very strong, very fast. And that to me, huge red flag for me. I don't like people that move quickly. I really am a very cautious person. No, I'm not the type to go out and have dinner with somebody just to have a dinner, or, you know what I mean? I'm not like that. And he's invited me for dinner or, you know, or out, and I've pretty much declined. And so I'm just like, I don't know. I thought maybe at first I liked him as a friend and maybe he could lead some more once I got my life settled, but then when I'm... As I'm getting to know him more and more, I'm finding out these little quirks about him that are just would drive me berserk. I mean, he's got way too many, he seems like a hypochondriac, you know, he's got too many things wrong with him, and I couldn't deal with all those issues. That would drive me insane.
Yeah, sounds like
he,
you need to let him go.
He even asked me to move in with him, because he knows I was looking for a place to live. And I was like, no, I don't think so. We'd probably kill each other. But he was like, you know, a little shocked that I said that. But I'm being honest. I don't want to move in with somebody and then it'd be a disaster. And a week later, I have to get out. You know,
yeah.
Disturbing my whole life. You know, so and. You know, I mean, if I really thought that we could be good friends and I could move in and it could be a very business type relationship, I would do that. But I think most men have a hard time being a friend with a woman. I don't care what they say. I really don't. They might say they won't, they can, but they really can't. I really can't. I've hardly seen any. I mean, I know that there are people. I've seen people that have men as friends or women as friends and who work out or whatever. But I like maybe a few, you know, childhood friends or something. I don't know. But I think overall, they really can't have a friend. Men have a really hard time having a woman as a friend.
Well, it sounds like you've already figured out that this isn't working and this isn't the man that you want to have in your life right now, and that's wonderful. And you can now move forward and create your life the way that you really want it to be. Focus on you. which is also really wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, I told him that from the start. You know, I have a lot going on in my life, and I really need to get more settled because I can't focus on myself if I'm with somebody else. I've always been like that, you know, which is not good at all. I take the focus off me and put it on someone else, and I can't afford to do that at this stage in my life where I'm at.
Yeah.
Because he's not going
to
save me.
You're making a lot of changes in your own life. Yes, he's not supposed to save you.
He's not.
You don't actually need to be saved. You're actually fine.
No. I'm just saying, you know, he doesn't seem like the type that wants to, you know, take on any kind of responsibility, which is fine. I mean, I'm very independent. I'm not looking for a sugar daddy, so I don't know. But, okay, well, I'm glad I had someone to talk to about this. It's helped me work out some things in my mind.
Well, good. And you can just let him know so he can go off and find himself someone who wants what he has to offer. And you can just work on making your life better and better.
Do you think that he will continue to pursue me, or you think he'll just die down? Because he goes, like, I go to Starbucks a lot and do my work and stuff, and do you think he's going to get the hint, or you think he's going to still continue to pursue me?
You may have to actually tell him, you know, in no uncertain terms, that it's been nice knowing you, but I'm moving on. Please leave me alone. And there's nothing wrong with saying something like that to him. It just gives him the clear message that you are not interested in him. And then he can move on and find somebody else. So it's actually giving him freedom. So if it comes down to you needing to say to him, please leave me alone, that's fine.
So he is going to continue to pursue me.
I don't know if he will or not, but if he does, you can just be clear with him. You should always be clear with him. If he's not somebody you want to be with, you should be very clear with him so that he knows that. Otherwise, you're stringing him along, and you're manipulating him, which is not what you want to do.
No, I would never do that to anybody. Not conscious, you know what I mean? Not.
Yeah.
I just don't want. The only reason why that would probably happen is because I wouldn't want to hurt his feelings. Not because I would manipulate him and want to keep him on a string.
His feelings are his feelings. They are not yours. They can only get hurt if he decides that they get hurt. You cannot hurt his feelings. That's his decision. So you say what you need to be strong and in your own power. And let him take it however he chooses to take it, because that's his choice, not yours.
No. No. All right. That's a lot. Bye-bye.
So go out there and
Let
him go and get on with your life.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay, well, empowerment is the theme, and we've been talking about empowerment. I love the way the universe works with you. And there are so many things that we allow to disempower us. And we've heard a lot of that from the people that have been calling in today. You know, you're letting circumstances with your family, with money, with whatever it is, have the power in your life instead of you clearly stating what it is you want to achieve and then outlining the steps that you're going to take to make that your reality. We have so many distractions in life, and our lives are designed to just give us unlimited opportunities to be distracted. I mean, there's television and radio and books and friends and obligations and all of these wonderful things that distract us from actually focusing on lady was talking about, she didn't want to hurt his feelings. That's one of the things that keeps us trapped, actually, in relationships that are hurting our feelings. Because we're making ourselves the villain, the bad guy. You know, if I break up with him, I'm the bad one. Well, no, you're not. You're the honest one. You're saying that this isn't working for me, and I don't want this anymore. That's just being honest. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with being honest. In fact, I encourage you to be honest, and especially be honest with yourself. Recognize how you feel about all of the different aspects of your life. And if there are things that you don't like about your life, what is it that you can do to change that? Do you just need to change your feelings? Is there some situation in your life you need to change? Is there something you need to walk away from? Really look at it and start shaping your life into what it is you want to live. Because it is your life. And you are the one who has the power. So many people have been taught that they're not supposed to be powerful. I know in a lot of societies, women are taught that they are not supposed to be powerful. They are supposed to be this wonderful little submissive thing sitting on the sofa doing whatever the man says. And that's basically just a bunch of bull. Each of us has been given the power in our own lives. God gave you that. And God didn't say, I'm only giving this to the men. The women aren't going to get any power. Everybody got power. And everybody is equal. And so when you are living your life from that standpoint, that you are powerful, you are equal to everybody else in the whole world. And you get to make your choices. You get to decide what is best for you. You get to create your life. Because it is your life. And when you get that empowerment, when you accept your power and you start living in your power, it gives you so much freedom. Freedom to say whatever it is you need to say, to express whatever it is you need to express, to realize that your words are just as important as anybody else's words. This doesn't mean that you have to shove your opinion down other people's throats, but it does mean that if someone asks and you have an opinion, there's nothing wrong with you saying it, even if it's different from theirs. Because we're not all the same. We're not all meant to be the same. Imagine how dull the world would be if everybody was the same. You have just as much to give to this world as anybody else has. And you have just as much right to express that as anybody else has. And God really does work with us when we clarify what it is we want to accomplish. Then that's just letting God know that this is what's important to me, and this is what I'd like for you to help me with, because God is always, always, always working to help us with whatever it is that's important to us. The only problem we have is that we make things that aren't actually important to us important in our lives. And it's like what I was saying with Giampaolo, you know, you can have excuses. You can have a million and one excuses, and some people do. Those excuses are just distractions to keep you from what's actually important. And if you are living your life focusing on those excuses, then you are making those excuses more and more powerful. Because even if you don't recognize your power, you are still putting power in everything you think. There's no way you can turn off your power. It's a part of you. And so you get to decide where that power goes. And if you're putting into it into excuse, excuses, then what you're going to get is more excuses. And your life is not going to get better. It's not going to change because you're not doing anything that's actually creating change in your life. It really does come down to you. You are the one who is responsible for what you are creating in every moment. And responsible is a good thing. It just means you have the ability to respond. That's it. So if you are in a relationship with someone who is abusive to you and you keep making excuses for why that person is doing what they're doing to you, and you're actually making excuses for why you are accepting that kind of treatment, why you believe you deserve to be treated that way, that's actually what you're doing. But as long as you are making those excuses, you really can't expect that to change. You can't expect the situation to change. You can't expect the other person to change. They have no reason why they need to change. They're perfectly happy with what they're doing. It satisfies whatever ego thing that they need to have satisfied. What about you? Is this really what you want? And if it's not, what is it that you do want? And then what steps are you going to take to bring it to what you want? And, boy, that's stirring up a bunch of fears. Okay, and so you have fears around it. Wonderful, fabulous. Fears just mean that that's outside of your comfort zone. And you have been taught to stay in your comfort zone, in your little box. And not to do anything outside of your comfort zone. Frankly, if you're going to live your life empowered, you've got to get out of that box. You've got to say, okay, it doesn't make me comfortable, but I'm going to do it anyway. You've got to be courageous enough to recognize that you're afraid and that it doesn't matter that you're afraid. Because you've decided that you are changing your life. A lot of people always want to wait until the fears are gone, and then they say it's safe for me to move forward because the fears are gone. The fears will only go away when you stop giving them power. And we give so much power to stuff that we don't like, that we don't want, that we don't desire to have in our lives. It's time for us to start taking our power back, to make decisions about what it is we really want to create, to start taking the steps to create what we desire. We are becoming more and more awake, if you want to use that terminology, and realizing what just doesn't feel right, what just irks us, gets under our skin. And we are being offered more and more opportunities to let go of those things that we used to believe that were important that weren't. All those things that we used to live our lives for that were just silly. I can look back on my life and see the relationships that I had, the men that I was married to, and how I used them as a distraction. And they were, because I had to focus on them. I had to make sure their lives were perfect. I had to make sure that everything for them was absolutely wonderful, which kept me from ever looking at me. It also kept me from being happy. It kept me from accomplishing things that I actually did want to accomplish, but I was afraid of accomplishing them, so I just said, okay, I can't. I have to be the good little wife. And that's what we do. So we set up situations in our lives to keep us safe, to keep us from living our lives fully, to keep us from seeing how powerful we are. Been doing this for thousands and thousands of years. So don't beat yourself up about it if you're doing it. It's what you were taught to do. But now you know there are other choices, and you can make those other choices. You can start to change your life. But in order for that to happen, you have to have a clear idea of what it is you really want. I can remember when I was learning Access, I think that's the computer program, where you had to know what you wanted to have at the end in order to create the spreadsheet, whatever the heck that thing was called. Oh, it's been a long time. And I had the hardest time with that, because at that time in my life, I was never looking at what I wanted to have. I didn't do that. I didn't have any visions of the future. I didn't have any grand ideas about what I wanted to create. That wasn't who I was at that time. And so I had a real difficulty with that computer program because they wanted me to do something that I did not do. And I used to hate that program and think it was the most horrible program in the whole world. Because it was asking me to tell it something that I couldn't tell it because I didn't know what I wanted it to look like at the end. I just wanted it to know what I wanted it to look like at the end and to create it on its own. And I didn't think that that was unreasonable at all. And I can laugh about it now. But then I was serious. And now I look at my life and I actually have goals. I do. It's amazing. And I have ideas about what I want my life to look like right now and weeks, months, years from now. And it's made such a huge difference because now I know when I am on my path. My path is leading to what I have decided I want to experience. And of course, you can just say this or something better, you know, so that God can tweak it and make it even better than you imagined, which God just loves to do. But you need to say, this is what I want. Otherwise, you have no idea where you're going. You're just stumbling along a path hoping that one day you'll round the corner and there'll be something wonderful. You haven't even told God what something wonderful is. So how are you ever supposed to find that? You know, it's like getting in your car and driving and having absolutely no idea where you want to go. How do you know when you get there? That's the way we lead our lives, and it's time for us to stop that now. It's time for us to recognize that we are the ones who get to make a choice about what our destination is, what we want it to look like at the end. And then we take the steps to create what we desire. And that's our right. We were born with that right. That's our power. That's who we are. It's who we are meant to be. And so let go of all that other stuff. All that other stuff that you used to believe about yourself, about life, about other people. Let it all go. And start recognizing the beliefs that actually create what you desire. Start allowing yourself to be empowered. And stop giving your power away to the world, to the excuses, to the situations, to what if this happens or that happens or what about all those poor people and blah, 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 blah. That's not your business. It's really not. And the way that you can make the biggest difference for all of those poor people and blah, 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 is to live your dream. to show them that if you set your goals, move towards it, you can live your dreams. And then they don't have to see themselves as the poor people and blah, 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 blah. They can actually say, oh, I've got dreams. And then they can figure out steps to achieving them. Then you become a role model. Then you are changing the world. And it's a win-win situation, which is the way it's supposed to be, because it's not a competition. When we are creating, consciously creating from love, there's no competition in there. There's none of that, you know, you've got to capture this part of the market in order for you to be successful. No, you're simply living the love. You are consciously creating in the love, and God is making sure that you get everything that you need, because there is more than enough for every single one of us, and no one ever has to suffer because you got something, and you never have to suffer because somebody else got something, because there's more than enough for every one of us. And so when you are standing in your power, when you are recognizing that you deserve, you are worthy, you're worth it, that just feels so much better than being that scared, frightened little person in that little box, hoping that nobody notices you and that nobody steps on you too hard, because that kind of hurts. Well, get up off the ground. You are not a doormat. You are a powerful being of beauty and love and light, and God is within you and has never left you. And you can achieve anything that you want to achieve. Anything that anybody else has ever achieved is possible for you. And there are no limits. So if you're ready to start living your life bigger, out loud, then have a clear idea of what it is that you actually want to accomplish, and then start taking the steps to getting there. And when all of those doubts and fears and all of that come up, let them go. Or contact me, we'll do some infinity healing, clear that crap out, and you can move on with your life. You always have choices. You always have choices. Always. And I do free 20-minute discovery sessions. So if that's something that you want, you know, go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there are places for you to sign up for that and start making that difference in your own life, because that is where your power lies. So on Friday, DC Love will be with me, and she's an amazing woman, and we will do angel readings and whatever we're guided to do, and we'd love it if you'd be a part of that. And if you have questions about what you need to let go of to be empowered, that's a wonderful place to ask those questions and to find out what your angels want you to know. God really does love us, and God really does make it absolutely impossible for us to fail. Unless, of course, we have a strong belief that says we're supposed to fail. And then that becomes possible, because everything is possible, which means that you can be a fantastic success, a success unlike anything the world has ever seen before, because anything is possible. So think about it. Make a list of what it is you want to achieve and start working towards it. I hope everyone has a wonderful week and that you actually do set your goals down. And I will be back on Friday with DC Love. Talk to you then. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.